that there is something better out there. I'll believe it for you until you're ready.
This is What It Should Look Like by Greg.
My friend Amy is deathly afraid of clowns, so her husband Russell makes sure she never sees one or is near one. Now, this may not seem like a difficult task or one that requires great personal sacrifice until you've actually tried to avoid all the clowns in the world. Oh, it's not as easy as you'd think. You'd be amazed at how many clowns are out there. But Russell does it because after 10 years of marriage, he still wants to protect his wife from the things that frighten her.
Greg, I Get It. By Georgia. Age 33.
I went out with this guy who really was not nice to my friends. He would barely smile or make eye contact with them when he'd meet them. And if he got into a conversation with them, he wouldn't ask them any questions about themselves. Sometimes when they would be talking to him, he would turn away from them mid-sentence. He wouldn't say he didn't like them, but that's just the way he was. Okay, so I'll admit it. I didn't break up with him over it. He ended up dumping me. But now looking back, I'm glad I'm not with someone like that. I want to be with someone who is charming and loves my friends. I want to someday go out with someone who my friends meet and call me the next day and say, "Oh my God, he's great."
If you don't believe me, a guy friend of mine refuses to break up with a woman he's engaged to because he's scared. Yeah, we're a classy species. When I beg the guy to pull the plug, he always says the same thing. "Greg, I'm waiting for the big fight. I'm just waiting for the big fight." In the meantime, he picks on, bickers with, and needles his fiancée so that he can have the big fight and get it over with. It's not pretty, but I hope it scares you just a bit. 100% of the guys polled said that they have never tried to torture or humiliate a girl they were really into. Well, that's a start.
What you should have learned in this chapter.
Life is hard enough as it is without choosing someone difficult to share it with.
You deserve to be with someone who is nice to you all the time. You have to be nice to them too.
There's never a reason to shout at someone unless they are in imminent danger.
Freaks should remain at the circus, not in your apartment.
You already have one asshole. You don't need another.
Make a space in your life for the glorious things you deserve.
Have faith. What other choice is there?
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
If you're in a relationship that you suspect is not good for you, but you're not sure, do this simple exercise.
Take out a tape recorder. Tell the story of your relationship into it. Play it out loud. Imagine that your best friend in the whole world is telling you the story instead of you. Would you want better for her? If it's impossible for you to think you deserve better, try to at least believe one of your friends who thinks you deserve better. Just long enough to get you out of the relationship.
Chapter 12. Don't listen to these stories.
Sure, there are the stories. Guys that get pursued by some girl first and she ends up being the love of his life. The guy that treats this girl that he sometimes sleeps with like shit for a couple of years, but she keeps at him and now he's a devoted husband and father. The guy who doesn't call a girl that he's slept with for a month and then calls her and they live happily ever after. The woman who's sleeping with the married guy, who she ends up marrying and having a blissful long-term marriage with. We don't want you to listen to these stories. These stories don't help you. These stories are the exceptions to the rule. We want you to think of yourself as the rule. Thinking of yourself as the exception is what got you into this mess in the first place. Tell your friends to stop telling you these stories. Whenever you hear one of these stories, a story where some woman was treated badly, but it all worked out okay in the end, just put your hands up to your ears and go, "La la 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 la." You are exceptional, but not the exception.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.teamroom.com。